Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie. I'm Julie.
That makes me Christine Marie. Is that right?
You know what? A lot of things can happen in a week. You could be downloaded by somebody else or a walk-in. But at the moment, I believe, I feel I know you enough and your energy that, yes, at this moment, you are Christine Marie.
Well, you were filling out some kind of form this week, right?
Yes.
And it said male, female, or other. And it was from the government, wasn't it?
It was bi, not other.
No, it was
non-binary.
Non-binary.
Yes.
And we couldn't figure, well, we kind of figured out what it was.
Well, I said, well, congratulations, U.S.
because U.S. government.
Because on our census, it did not have non-binary. It had male or female.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought, well, that's interesting. They're kind of coming up into the next level, I guess. Yeah. Or was it
what was a state document?
What
was it that we were filling out?
Gosh darn if I know what it was.
But it was governmental.
It was governmental.
And it asked for our gender. And we were like, let's do put down non-binary.
Yes. I know we didn't.
And then I said, well, what constitutes a non-binary? And you said, oh, and I said, are you a thou or a thee?
Mm-hmm.
And you said, no, you're a we or a, no, you said you're a
they.
They.
Yes,
they.
Exactly.
It. Yeah.
And that is my only problem with all this, because the older I get and the more my hormones fluctuate, I'm probably more and more non-binary as the day goes by.
Well, when I was a young therapist being trained in like the 80s, if you would have said you were they, they said, oh, well, it's a clear-cut case of schizophrenia.
Well, that's my problem with the word they. I almost would have been preferable to have the or z. Like, okay, that's a different thing. But the word they represents something different.
Yeah.
And
you're saying Z meaning like zombies?
Is no, that- Z, that was another option about a year and a half ago as a pronoun. Z meaning not he or she, but Z.
Z.
You know, and I go, oh, that's good. At least I can understand that. But there, and I guess I'll get better with understanding, like, when you say bear with me, I really do think, I'll give you some slack. Instead of like, oh my God, you have a bear with you. No, my brain knows what you're talking about.
Right.
But the other day, and so I'm hoping my brain will start, picking up the nuances of the English language again, because yesterday we were watching Magic with Humans.
Yes.
One of our favorite shows with, I can't remember.
Justin Willman.
He is awesome. He looks like an actor, but I don't know what.
Yeah, but he's like effing good.
I love his sweet personality. I just love him. I adore him. And so anyway, I'm
Magic for Humans.
And they go, he goes out in the street and he does it for humans.
He does street magic.
And there was a couple there. And my brain puts things in categories. And it was a person who represented himself as female. And then as they were talking, the they pronoun popped into conversation. And I go, oh, like, okay, so, you know, she got this card and they got that card. And I'm like, well, who's they? Where are they at? And I go, oh, they is that other person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my brain, picking up on the nuances.
I did not catch that nuance at all.
Oh, you didn't? Do you know what couple I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. And
the lesbians.
No.
Oh, was not?
Mom, if the person is a she and a they, I don't know if you can consider them lesbians.
Got it. Got it.
But I don't know.
It was the two girl couple, though, right?
I don't know. Yes, in your non woke mind, it was a two girl couple. But no.
But the one girl was more the male counterpart.
In terms where you would have been considered woke 25-30 years ago, she was the lipstick one.
Got it.
Okay.
And the other one was not.
Yes. But the other one was a they.
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
Right.
And I don't care.
Got it.
However, I wish we would have as a group, because like I said, I'm woke. And more I'm premenopausal. And
you're
like
more woke than I am.
And like I look at my legs, I'm going, gosh, I don't have to shave my legs as much. I'm losing hair up here and then like it's all forming on my face. And I go, you know, really, now I'm just going to be real. You know, there are, without makeup and care, you got to admit, there are some 90-year-olds out there that I really couldn't tell one way or another.
Got it.
You know, to, right. If you
well, no, I see, my feeling is rather than calling ourselves as we get older, they or whatever, I think we should just call ourselves by our dog's name because we look more like our dogs as
yes,
we age.
So just call. But see,
I heard a great quote this weekend. Uh-huh. And it said, was old age is a meat grinder and it makes hamburger of us all.
For sure. But where did you hear that quote from? I know I've.
I'm not going to tell you.
Got it. But it was an awesome quote.
Yes.
It was awesome. And because then you feel bad because you're like, we're all heading down that direction.
We're all going to be.
Our bodies are all heading down the direction.
A little patty, a little ground beef patty.
You know, and also.
But I'm going to put bacon and. And yeah, cheddar cheese on mine.
Oh, there you go. Yesterday I saw a person who claimed to be there on TV as a commercial. She was says she was born during the last pandemic, and so she was 100
yes,
years
I
old.
Yes, I saw that commercial,
and I thought, oh no, I could go for looking like 100 like that.
Yeah,
like she had twinkle in her eyes. Yeah. She was still yeah. like all there and yeah. like you know, you know. So I'm shooting for that 100. You know. There's, mm-hmm. and also I'm shooting for the fact that hey, whatever happens, happens. You know,
there is a look, you know, that you can have at 100. And there's other better looks,
yeah,
at 100 too.
Well, I remember we were watching Greg Braden, and he was showing this Tibetan woman.
Yes,
or it could have been a man, or it could have been a they, or a non-binary. And,
a Tibetan human.
Yeah, a Tibetan human. And he was talking about, Greg Ray was talking about how the person was 100 years old. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, now listen, I know in the, you know, in most cultures, we disagree with like if you have wrinkles on your face, you feel less than. Mm-hmm. And this person had a ton of wrinkles. Mm-hmm. Like, why? Because she probably has great amount of vitamin D in her system. She's
yeah, you're,
out
you're
the
living
world.
In the you're living in the Sun Belt.
You're living in the Sun, you know. And
most of us live in the Bible Belt. And, she's in the Sun Belt,
and she's not afraid to smile. That person wasn't afraid to show
yes.
the good experiences she's had on her face. Now we're feeling like, well, I need to literally have no expression on my face
yes.
for fear of. That for mm-hmm. a wrinkle,
yeah.
Which I'm not afraid of that because I'm not getting Botox right now. But I think that we are experiencing that same situation out in the world. Like I used to think, well, what will happen if we all have Botox and no one smiles and no one shows any expression?
Mm.
How would we feel during the course of the day?
And so you're saying that because everyone has to wear masks,
yes.
we don't know what everyone is feeling.
I met a new
so
woman.
So we're masking our feelings. So we have to have a... You've got to manifest this twinkle in your eye.
Yes.
Or draw a smiley face on your mask, which I think is cute, but could be considered, I don't know.
Creepy?
Childish. Childish.
Yeah. Would I go smiley face like the Joker?
Like, kind of
like.
How dare you be happy in this pandemic?
Almost like not thoughtful.
Yes.
Unthoughtful and so yes, forth. Because yes. I was talking to a woman at a nice distance with masks on, and she was sanitizing all the carts. And she's a new employee at Aldi. And she immediately said, I'm so sorry, you can't bring bags, recyclable bags into Aldi anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, okay, because usually I haven't been bringing my cart in.
Because we don't trust the carts, so we bring our own bags in.
And I'm grateful she stopped me, because what I have been doing now has been ridiculous. I go in, now you guys know this bag. If you have ever shopped at Kia, the car maker. The bag could really fit a small Kia car. It is the tarp bag.
Yeah,
that has Kia written all over
right.
it on the
right.
So I would. Bring
it's an iconic bag.
It's an iconic blue bag.
Yeah, and you can carry. And we have found this out. We have this week. We found out that we could carry a porta potty,
yes,
without having it be
seen. Yes.
Don't ask us how we know.
How we know? It just happened.
It just happened that way.
But I would go into Aldi and I would fill my, and I'm going, Julie, this is ridiculous. You are literally carrying 100 pounds of groceries on your shoulder. Just get the damn cart. So in some ways, like a hoarder, I'm grateful someone comes in. I was resistant at first, and she says, "No, no, no, ma'am, you cannot come in with your two blue bags." You know, from Kia, from IKEA. You know, thank you, Gregory, for getting that. I think I got that from Gregory as an accident.
No, I think Rebecca gave it to us.
Yeah, it was Rebecca. Yeah. I say Gregory because, you know.
We can't say that name.
No, it's just like they're couples, I figure, you know. But I think she came in with all the presents,
yes,
one Christmas.
Yes.
And she left the bag.
Yes.
And honestly, that has been the best present ever.
It really has been. It's like we take it everywhere.
What'd you get for Christmas one year? Well, my
I got
sister-in-law
the IKEA bag.
Came carrying gifts in this beautiful IKEA bag. And my God, I just love it. I just love it.
How many years have we had that thing?
Probably 4 or 5.
I know. We love it.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It truly is awesome.
Yeah.
I have truly turned into a bag lady. But, and what I love about the, I mean, IKEA is so thoughtful because it gives you two options for straps. It, like a nice purse, it gives you the long straps to put over your shoulder, mm-hmm, and it gives you the short straps to carry on your hand.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been thoughtful and reflective of what women's needs really are. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, kudos for you.
Kudos to IKEA.
Yeah, exactly.
But you were just starting to talk about magic for humans, but that was the point, though, was about the they. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Two? And I don't know why we were talking about that to begin with, but I just wish, like I said, I'm hoping that somehow in my brain, like Bear and Bear,
right,
they and they will differentiate my brain. I won't miss a beat.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know, like when you're learning Spanish for the first time. For the first time.
Yeah. And you're not woke enough to understand that you're learning it for the first time.
I am.
You're like, no bueno.
Yeah.
I know, no bueno or no bueno.
Yeah, no bueno, bueno, no bueno.
And then baño, right?
Exactly,
that's baño. All you need to know.
And then, but I remember and asking taco. My teacher, my Spanish teacher, way back when, I said, when will I, like, really learn it? Like, you know, right now,
when
I'm
does it
translating
crystallize?
Everything in my brain.
Yeah.
And she goes, it does happen, but it takes time.
Yeah.
It never took for me.
Never
you
took.
Know? And I think about relearning it because at least I have.
Well, then you can work for the government.
Oh, sure. Translating.
All I know is that I've seen anytime I go to the SBA or whatever, I see that they're looking for, you know, temporary help, like $35, $40 an hour. But preference given to bilingual speaking Spanish,
all right,
people.
I wonder if you could take a test, like if you could start studying, start learning, and then take a test. Mm-hmm. I would be open to becoming bilingual.
And also, too, if you're working from home and you don't know a Spanish word, can't you just ask Alexa?
Yeah, but I think it really hinders the conversation that you're having with people. Like, okay, what'd you say? Hold on.
Alexa, what is...
What is?
But I bet you just kind of, you're right, you're just talking on by typing.
Yeah.
Talking by typing.
And that would be okay too, but I believe in my heart that they do get it wrong. Mm-hmm. You know.
What do you mean?
I think Alexa doesn't get it always right.
Oh, exactly. So, I don't know how she does it.
They just do.
And I was trying to find out a word and she kept saying impregnate or something.
You're
I don't
like,
really know.
That's
then I
not
thought,
it.
And then I just kept saying, maybe she's trying to tell me something, but I really don't know. And yeah, if I did know, I didn't want to receive it. That's yeah, the truth.
I was talking about they, the pronoun they, and that story on Magic for Humans. We'll get to the magic part again, how magic came up a lot this week in
yes,
very weird ways.
Yes.
But I was listening to the TED Hour on NPR. NPR. Have you ever listened to the... but this
Ted
was all about your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And first things first, what I realized was men's brains never look different as they age, for the most part.
Mm.
But women's brains change after menopause.
Mm. I'm sure it's for the better, too.
They were not saying that.
Oh, no?
No, they weren't saying
that. Because mine certainly has.
Well, you haven't checked out either.
That's true.
You've gone deeper in the things that you are attracted to. Mm-hmm. And
they say we only use 10% of our brain at the most. So there's a lot of space in there to just roll around and get better and better and better.
So there are things that I'm learning about getting better and better that I'm hoping and acquiring new skills. And I feel like, well, you know what? I remember saying, what is the worst case if I try to learn Spanish at my age? I mean, really learned it. And he said, I don't know, tell me, you're spending hours and hours and hours of not accomplishing anything. I go, well, that's definitely one scenario.
And that's kind of what we're doing anyway.
Right? I go, yeah. I mean, how many times can I watch NCIS New Orleans, which I love, which, you know, it is back to back to back to Bacula.
Oh, that was so good.
Was it good?
Is that your? Did you own that? Do you own that?
I do not own that.
Oh, that was so good.
Yeah, yeah. So, I do love me my Scott Bakula. You know, but I feel like I should do whatever I can to strengthen my brain to use more than 10%.
Right.
Maybe you push up against 11 or 12 would be kind of nice. Mm-hmm. Maybe 13. I don't know, but maybe 13% is like genius level.
I don't know, because there was a on my Facebook page, someone had sent me, you know, this, if you can spot the cat in this picture, you are considered a genius. And, you know, my IQ, at least the last time I took my test, was 159, which is pretty high up there.
Yes, it is.
Now, I could not spot the cat, so then I thought, oh my God, did I lose some?
Yeah, did they show you where the cat was at then?
No, never did.
Okay.
So...
And then what were they offering? Like, here, you know, take this course.
I do not know. Something, take this
course.
What
is the whole point?
And become a genius. Yeah. I didn't stick around long enough to find out.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, you just shamed me. I couldn't find the cat.
I just, it's like, look, Jules, choose your rabbit hole.
Yeah. Well, we have been going on quite a few interesting rabbit holes this week.
Yes, because we can.
Because we can. And I like to tell everybody, and
isn't
if you're
that,
a daughter.
Isn't that your line?
Yeah, because you can.
Julie's line was today, and she said, as we were having breakfast, she goes, and I'll tell you something, birds eat eyes. And why? Because they can. And she was quite angry and quite serious.
And I started laughing.
But then we all started laughing because she was so serious. But she was trying to tell us that because I had said, and turtles, snapping turtles, eat penises. And then because they can.
Right.
And then you said, of course, that makes sense. And the eyes are soft.
Right.
The penis is soft.
Yeah.
And so the birds eat eyes.
Yes.
Because they can.
Yes. And then when I said it with my inflection, I realized that I passed the pee test. I like to make my mom pee at least 2 or 3 times a week out of laughter. If I do, I feel I've done my job as a daughter. I think this week you had a couple of pee instances.
Yeah, because you were so honest and raw and truth-telling.
At those moments. And then I start laughing. So I'm like, that's ridiculous.
That just escaped my mouth.
Yeah, that's why I said, oh, that's when I think to myself, like, really, why did I just say that? That's ridiculous. Well, here's the whole other story. You were on some website. I'm not sure if you want to say who it was for. You don't have to.
No, I started out by the Midnight Gospel.
Okay, Midnight Gospel, everyone. I just want to give a synopsis of Midnight Gospel. It is a cartoon on Netflix, 25 minutes long to 30 minutes. It varies, you know, because Netflix doesn't have any boundaries. And it's a good psychedelic trip. What it is Duncan Trussell, I think his name is. He used to really be interviewed by Joe Rogan quite a bit.
They're best friends.
Yeah.
They're really good
comedian.
Friends.
Comedian.
He is like off the charts, awesome, crazy dude.
Yeah. He is.
Yeah.
And so in this, in this cartoon, he is a...
time traveler.
A time traveler.
In a similitude. In a simulation. Yeah. I call it the similitude, but he and overall he interviews.
He has a podcast.
It's a space cast.
Yeah, a space cast. He goes into this simulation, you know, and melds, and then his consciousness gets thrown someplace, and he interviews the people that are on these other planets that are also simulations. Mm-hmm. And
The first week was Dr. Drew.
Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
And it was
Dr. Drew was president of a zombie planet.
Yes. And it was wild because they talked about serious stuff as well.
Yeah.
They talked about all these interesting serious stuff while he's the president fighting zombies.
Yeah.
And I go, and this is wild and crazy.
And the second
and I'm
one, he interviewed a woman who studies death.
Yes. She's very kooky. And I say this.
I wish I could tell you her name, but I don't
can't.
Know it.
Yeah. She was talking about death and Jesus and not preaching it well.
Oh, no, no,
almost
no.
felt like no. someone who had written for The New Yorker.
Right.
That kind of, you
I
know,
think she might have, actually.
She might have. Yeah. And I say that because there are writers who write for The New York Times and writers who write for The New Yorker. She's more a New Yorker kind of girl.
Yes.
And I don't feel her being a California girl at all,
not
but I could be
all.
Wrong.
No, no, no.
Okay, and then the third week we watched on your recommendation, because you had heard it first.
Yes, I saw it first.
So you had saw it first, and you said, you've got, I don't know who this person is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember who he was after seeing it, but wow, the conversation that we went on was pretty intense.
It was wild.
And it was wild because the rabbit hole that you've been going down, first off, you've been doing more channeling.
Yes.
Working with me and then your other friend.
Yes.
Really deeply.
Yes.
And insights come in. And so you've been also going down this YouTube thing that's been just crazy.
Right.
Like
this week, we saw top Russian scientists doing plasma work in a lab with aliens.
Like they showed, here's a picture of so and so working with the alien, the interdimensional being or whatever it is.
And he's
it was
helping,
a light being.
He was helping, Gorgov, whatever, develop a technology to shield 5G from from your bodies.
Right.
Yeah, and so they had pictures in the lab of the alien intelligence just working side by side with this with this scientist. Now,
hello?
I know out there you're laughing.
No, we really saw this.
But
now, it could have been doctored.
Chills, people. Chills.
Chills. It's fine. It's relax.
Goosebumps.
Chillax. It was pretty awesome. And my mom, like, you got to see this. I'm like, what do I got to see? I go, you got to see what I'm seeing. She goes, you know what I'm looking at? I go, and I said, are you seeing a guy working with aliens? I go, yes. I go, well, this is very interesting because what I saw was a light body.
Right.
Okay. And I'm going, oh, very cool. Because when we think of aliens through Hollywood standards,
right.
we're thinking of the Grays.
Yes.
We're thinking of
Klaatu, Murano, Nyctu.
Yeah. All of those things. This is just a light being. I'm like, oh, no problem. I've worked with those people
before. Interdimensional light being.
Yeah. I'm like, got it. And you had found this one woman who was connecting all these other people's work, channelers and prophesiers, and connecting it to Jesus. And I'm like, this is very interesting.
I know.
And so anyway, we're listening to Midnight Gospel,
which is a show we like.
We like.
Yeah.
And this person that was being interviewed, I don't know about his past well enough to
talk. You didn't,
I didn't.
Right.
I know of him surfacely, but I couldn't have pulled his name out.
Mm-hmm.
Should I say his name or no?
Sure.
Okay.
Damien Echols.
Damien Echols.
Right.
I always feel bad for a kid who was born with the name Damien.
Right.
And I was curious how old he is, because if he was born after, the Omen, his parents should be not happy. I mean, they should be spanked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm just sorry.
It could have been a family name.
It could have been, but come on. It's like after Omen came out,
don't
parents
name your children Damien.
Don't tattoo your kids 666. I'm just saying, those are the two things you should not be
especially
doing.
Especially in the forehead.
Or behind the head. You remember it was behind the thing?
Right.
And so those are just two things you shouldn't do. I'm thinking the millennials have no idea what we're talking about. Mm-mm. Damien, that's a kind of cool name. I'm going to name my kid Damien. you didn't see it. And then also three, if you happen to have a family that named your kid Damien, tattoo 666, please, please, for the love of God, do not buy a Doberman Pinscher.
Okay.
Just don't do it. That's a trifecta. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, going back. And he was talking about being in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Damien Echols being in prison very briefly.
For 27 years.
Yeah, 20, was 27.
On death row.
Yeah.
Maybe not 19. That long.
That was 19 on death row.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
And this episode was not about the case or him being in prison.
No, we didn't know anything at all about that.
I didn't know anything about it. What it was about his deep dive into
high magic. Ceremonial magic. Right.
And I'm like, oh, okay. I go and watch this, and it's like, this is wild.
Right.
Because I had just gotten done watching Magic for Humans with a C.
Right.
Now, this is Magic for High Magic with a CK.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, okay. Yeah.
And he said that ultimately after studying for all those, 19 years.
He had a lot of time to himself.
And he said that his jail cell became his control tower, and he could do anything he wanted to.
Right. Through his cell, containing his cell tower.
Right.
Very interesting.
Control tower, yeah.
Yeah, control tower.
So I decided to, first of all, I did not know who it was.
Right.
I asked Julie, first of all, see if she could find out who was in this episode, who's Duncan interviewing. And so then I decided to do a deep dive to who this man is and why, because he alludes to the fact that he was in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I want to find out why was he in prison?
Right.
So come to find out, he was one of, they call it the West Memphis Three.
Yes.
Who killed three young boys.
Yes.
In 1990.
I don't know.
Maybe in the 80s.
Yeah.
Because it was 27 years ago this year.
Oh, was it? Wow.
That they were killed. So how would that make it? Like in the 90s? Maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, he was one of those three.
Mm-hmm.
And that, so then, I wanted to go deeper, but Facebook wouldn't let me. Facebook said, "Would you like to join this group to find out more?" And I said, "Yes."
Yeah.
And then I had to answer all these questions, like, "Well, what do you think about Damien?"
Yeah.
And I said, "Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
I've just heard him on the Midnight Gospel,
yeah,
and I want to know more."
Yeah.
But the way he talked and the way he talked about high magic and about his Buddhism,
yes,
and about his consciousness,
yes,
and about the solar body and the solar consciousness,
and that was interesting.
I said it was intriguing
because he mentions in the show Midnight Gospel, Damien does, that when you have your flesh death, you become your solar body.
If you have been properly trained,
and at some point your solar body can break apart and die as well. But if you're really properly trained, you can continue the solar body and do whatever and pop in and out as into this planet as much as you want.
Right.
And which is interesting to us because you, and through channeling, have been talking about this new light in the planet, and so, and you mentioned the solar body a couple of times.
Correct.
Through your own channeling.
Right.
And so that was just interesting to me. And
So I answered about 7 or 8 questions,
mm-hmm,
that Facebook wanted me to,
yes,
know. And they also wanted to know my opinion on the Alford Act,
mm-hmm,
A-L-F-A-R-D, I think,
yeah,
it is.
O-R-D, Alford.
Alford Act.
Yes.
And I said, well, I don't have one because I don't know what it is, but I certainly would be willing to study it and,
right,
and get an opinion.
Yeah.
And I actually did not think that they were going to let me in because I had such little knowledge.
And the Alford Act, I think it briefly is like pleading guilty but no contest.
Well, it said that the Alford Act is that you end up pleading guilty even though you maintain your innocence.
Yes.
Because all of the evidence by given to a jury would say that you had
done it.
And
yeah,
so being who you are, you decided, I will plead this.
Yeah.
Because there's no way that, because of all the evidence, that I could look,
right,
innocent.
Right.
And so he got the death penalty,
mm-hmm,
through a judge, and the other two got, I don't know, life in prison,
right,
or something like that. And so that's how I went down my...
And we know nothing else about this case except for that.
Except that Damien's latest book that just came out is called High Magic, How I Survived Death Row,
yes,
by Doing These Spiritual Magical Practices.
Yes. Now, here's some tidbits, because it's kind of fascinating. He, in this, in the podcast, or in the cartoon, Midnight Gospel, they also mention Crowley.
Aleister Crowley.
Aleister Crowley.
Yes, which I kind of, in the early days, wanted to study. And I had bought this huge book.
Expensive.
Expensive book. And I brought it into the house. And little Miss Julie,
yes,
who was like 13,
yes,
was like, "You are not bringing this mama book into our house." And promptly made me burn it.
Did we burn it?
I think so.
I just tossed it. Maybe we did. Yeah, maybe burn it.
But you made me get rid of it.
I did. I said, "I just don't know." Because you said, "Julie, come here. Look at this book. This is a magical book." And I had a weird feeling about this book.
Okay.
It was a very... Now I don't think I would have felt this way because right. I've been introduced to so many spiritual techniques.
But did I throw the book out for you?
Yes, you did. I must have been having just one of those menopausal moments as a teenager going...
At 13.
At 13. Well, yeah, I was menopausal at 13. Like, "Mom, how dare you? We have the, how can the Bible and this book exist in the same house, Mother? Why? What are you doing?"
I remember you were just so upset. I go, "I can't do this to my kid. I got to get rid of this book."
Now, knowing you now, I think that you intentionally brought this book into the house to get a rise out of it.
But Aleister Crowley.
Yes.
And The Order of the Dawn, the Golden
yes.
Dawn.
And I haven't studied him, so I have no idea what he's really about.
Right.
But the older I've gotten, and people all the time have brought up techniques and spiritual techniques, I'm no longer afraid of it.
Right.
And the way people speak, I'm like, "Oh, I get it. No big deal. Mm-hmm. Yada, yada, yada." Mm-hmm. I think I could be open to looking into his work more.
Mm-hmm.
And
we read a review because
yes.
Damien's book is called, that just came out, it's called High Magic.
Yeah.
We're just giving it kudos, I guess, but we've not read
I've
it.
I've not read it.
But we read a review.
Yeah.
And this guy goes, "You know, I'm a scientist. And I decided to read a book that was esoteric, which I had never do because yeah. I'm a scientist.
I'm a scientist.
Damn said, it. But I'm telling you, I now wear blood around my neck."
No, he says he didn't say that.
Isn't that what he said? I wear a container of blood around my neck.
No, he said, "I thought I would end up wearing a container of blood around my neck like Angelina Jolie."
Oops, sorry.
But I don't do that.
Oh, sorry. Good thing you caught me on that.
I think I might have said he wore it because I was reading you the review on my phone.
Yeah.
And I had to make it bigger and I had to toggle back and forth in the screen to get uh-huh. all of it. Uh-huh. So I might have missed. I thought I was going to. No, he doesn't wear a bottle of blood. He was afraid he would end up doing that.
Oh, okay.
But he doesn't. It wasn't. But he talks about this. I mean, he said in the review, which I just love these scientists, you know.
As if they're the Bible. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I want
everybody. I'm a scientist. Ooh.
I go, "People, we've had so many scientists shoved down our throats right now with this COVID situation." No, I'm serious. Because you can be a scientist in economics, you can be a scientist in medicine, you can be a scientist in viral, and guess what? They all have a slightly different opinion. It's all true.
Based on their science.
Based on their science.
Right.
And I think anybody who has science as a god, which is kind of what some people are right now,
mm-hmm, right.
Watch that one South Park episode mm-hmm. where it's 1,000 years in the future.
In the year 3020.
And we're all about to have a big world war because people have different views on science.
Being an atheist.
I'm being an atheist.
The whole world's an atheist, but now we have sectioned off.
Different
sects of atheism.
It's like the
and
Lutherans.
There's a war.
There's the Missouri Senate Lutherans?
Senate.
Thank you.
And the Senate and the House of Representatives.
There's a Missouri kind and then there's a non-Missouri kind. I don't know the difference, to be honest with you. I know my uncle's a Lutheran minister. That's what I do know. But
and you love him.
I do love him. Like, you know, I love all Lutherans. I even loved my grandmother who's Lutheran. I loved her a lot. But I remember she said to me, "Now, Julie, you know, I'm like, we believe in the same God, Grandma." I go, "Yeah, but you don't believe in all that Mary stuff, do you?" I go, "I don't know what that means." But she was taught
Lutherans
that
do not.
They don't put Mary up in the high as Catholics do.
Right.
But I thought that was interesting.
Sweet.
Because for whatever reason,
yeah.
It's sort of like Texans. You know?
Yeah.
Texans, for whatever reason, not criticizing Texans, because I love me some Texans. cute in cowboy hats and cute in cowboy boots. But we've got a couple who are always saying like stuff like, oh, I've just been hearing up there, and you know, Illinois just got this really, aggressive governor, and you guys are just horrible up there.
We feel sad for you people. You have to wear masks.
You
got to
wear masks. I'm like, please.
We only wear masks when we're robbing banks down here.
Yeah, and I'm just like, all right, calm down. Just calm down.
We have our freedoms here. Honestly, though, there have been times I've been tempted to move to Texas.
Just because you would like to feel that good, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I want to feel that good.
I want to feel like we're the best. We're the best. Can't. We have the best steaks.
We're the best. But I would have to move. I'd have to really pick the town correctly.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I mean.
You would have to pick the town correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it seems like every city in Texas,
it has its own vibe.
Yes. Yeah. And since I'm more
but
towards
the economy
left,
is like amazing down there. Even now,
yeah,
it's on fire.
Yes. You know, and
that's the sad part, really. You know,
yes.
As a grown ass woman,
yes,
this is the sad part that I see is like what happened to our economy during this,
right?
And I don't know what else to say about it.
No, I mean, and that's the only problem I have with scientists right now, mm-hmm, because we're being told so many different things. And I feel like
I like. Can I just say something? I know I'm interrupting you, but I've heard like one scientist who studies resources.
Yes,
and you know he's saying that we can do a better job of managing this without destroying our resources.
Yes,
And then someone said, yeah, you know, I've actually asked old people, because, you know, this basically is an old people disease.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Really? Okay. But I've asked old people, now, would you rather die and because you hugged your grandchild, or live and not have
never
hugged,
have another touch.
Another touch your grandchild. And you're like, wait, what? That's my two options.
I can live in isolation forever, or I can die tomorrow if I touch my grandkids. What the hell?
But the person that was talking was like going, oh, I've talked to a lot of old people.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, I want to hug my grandchildren. I don't care if I pass over.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm like, who are you talking to?
Yeah.
And what is this about?
I love my grandchildren, but if I have to not hug them to live, I guess I'm going to want to live. All right? I got Zoom. Come on. And they're like, what's Zoom?
You
right.
You get this whole wide spectrum that is like makes very not much sense.
No.
Let's just put it that way.
And you also have political science scientist who wants to see everything through the view of like segments of population that are denied rights and who are,
right,
you know, socially, exactly, social, right, scientists who are, right, oh, these people are whatever.
Right.
And like, I was listening to Rhonda
Patrick
mm-hmm, from Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Now she comes by this, honestly, she is a scientist as well. Got her PhD in what I do not know, but she's like, listen, I've studied vitamin D all the time, so I am partial to vitamin D as this thing that I think is amazing. And that a lot of us are low in vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, we are finding research right now that people who are low in vitamin D, this hits them harder.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who's low in vitamin D? People who don't get out very much. Who doesn't get out very much? People in
old
nursing
people.
Homes.
Yeah,
I'm not even going to use the word old people anymore.
Right.
I'm using the word nursing homes.
Right.
I'm like, well, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're taking vitamin D supplementation.
Prisons.
And so it's like, and they were also saying that in Sweden, they were, because Sweden's doing its own stuff.
Right.
But Rhonda was talking about how they have a big Somalian population in Sweden, and that their numbers are being hitched more than the Caucasians because they're living in Sweden, which is cold a lot. You're inside a lot. They have darker skin, so they're not able to take in the sunlight and change it into vitamin D as easily as the Caucasians, because that's not where they were. You know, they're not supplement. They might not be doing supplementation like they should.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wait a minute. You're trying to tell me that one key component is maybe vitamin D levels. Mm-hmm. Like, because they say that vitamin D is a way of protecting against vascular disease. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God, well, this makes total sense. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Let's everybody get on a vitamin D supplementation right now.
Right.
And also, I do recommend listening to this podcast. It is 3 hours long, though.
Yeah.
So, take 5,000 milligrams a day or whatever, 5,000, I don't know. Don't do it. Don't listen to me. But listen to the podcast. It was pretty fascinating. Listen to it at 1.5 times its speed, too, by the way.
Oh, Jules. Oh, my God. Jules, like, whenever we... Oh, Jules.
I know people know not to take us seriously.
Jules, well, no. What was it that you put on 2 times the speed for me?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I just like, I'm like, Jill, I'm sorry. Don't do this to me.
Two was too much.
Yeah.
1.5 was close to being too much.
Yeah.
1.25 was perfect.
What was that? I can't remember.
It was that woman, Amy Seaver.
Oh, right.
You know, yeah. Because there is this natural and breaks.
Yeah.
And just now for me, before the podcast, everyone, for the show today, Mom goes, Julie, I know we've talked about this before, but let me just review a few things with you. I would love for you to really embrace a slower tempo speech and to really embrace your own mannerism. So you sound different than me, but you're not as phonetic and crazy as you usually sound when you speak fast. So I'm really
trying to help you, Jules.
Yeah, you were. And I think I've been trying hard today to slow my speech down but still have my natural tempo.
Right. It was funny, you're doing this to me right now.
Am I doing?
Watched Billy Brim on Victory Channel.
Yes.
She and her daughter. Mm-hmm. And so her daughter's talking and she mentions, you know, and Mom, you know, you haven't been able to get your eyelashes done.
Yeah.
You know, at the place because of the, you know, thing. And Billy goes, she stops like from reading the Bible.
How dare you?
And she goes, well, Shelley, you could have not told the people that I need eyelashes. And then she's like, she pauses and she goes, and Shelley, you get your eyelashes done too. And she goes, and Shelley goes, well, Mom, I'm not saying I don't get my eyelashes done. I was just saying you get, and it was just like, I know you are, but what am I? Like, it was just it was like right there on TV.
Mother-daughter.
A mother-daughter moment.
No, mother-daughter moment right there.
Right there. It was so beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, it was beautiful.
It was beautiful because we have those.
Yes.
You're like, you pull the curtain back a little
bit. Well, I think this morning we had one before, and I remember you asking if I was mad at you. I said, no, I really am not. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you said, and you're like, oh, well, that's good because I really feel that you would have no reason to be mad at me. And I'm like,
no, I said, I don't think I could take it today.
No, you said, and I said, you'd have no reason to be mad at me. I'm like, something like that.
Yeah,
and I go, that's why I said I wasn't mad at you, but now I'm starting to get pissed. It's like, if you keep telling me I'm not mad at you, I'm going to start getting mad.
Well, you started out by saying this, though.
Then, oh, God.
That put me on high alert. Mm-hmm. You said, I am going to tell my truth. That's like, oh, no.
No. Let's pull back the curtain even farther then. Oh, no. If we're going down this path, we're pulling the curtain back even farther. The curtain of the pulled back all the way curtain is we really can't tell our truth because we do not want to invoke the truth we do not want in our lives.
Oh, good.
So I was being cautious on how I was saying because yesterday I made a comment and you said, Jesus Christ. I go, what did I say? I said, well, I just got done watching this program, and, like, we might as just have called that into being from now on. And I'm like, oh, and I said, and then you said, maybe we need to turn the air conditioning on.
Because I was hot.
I was hot.
I was crabby. I was sweaty.
And then I go, and my weekend's ending, and I'm like, you know what? Maybe we should just both, like, take a chill pill and let's separate for a little while.
This is pretty much exactly how it went.
Yep. And then I went and got a Subway's for dinner. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then I had this fear because I took Elliot with me in my car and he wasn't in his crate. I'm just trying it out. You know, I've done it a couple times now. He's a horrible guy until he collapsed. And then he's like, okay, I'm just chilling, you know. But I leave the house, I'm almost at my destination, and I realize I have no mask. Mm. There's that. Now, I did have a mask, gratefully. Mm-hmm. But for a moment, I'm like, what am I doing? What am I going to do? I can put my top over my head a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, if I have to, I will take my bra off and figure it out. And just use my bra as my mask, you know, double cup it, you know. And then I literally...
You just put it over your whole head.
I just put it on my whole head. Yeah, exactly. I'd figure out a way. Use the straps around my ears.
Yeah. Wait, doesn't this work?
Is this not working for you, guy people? Mm-hmm. And then I saw a glimpse of TV last night where someone had taken their bra off and they put it on their head. And I'm like, well, this is weird. I had just called that into being. Wow. And I go, well, this is so bizarre. So I guess my mom is right. You must be very cautious of the word you say, which I know. But at that moment, I had hit a low energy patch. My vibration was going down and I was speaking a relative truth.
Well, it was with a small t.
Yes. Not a truth that I wanted to come
and
into being.
And then I invoked help by saying Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You said it in such a way that I was like, well, you know what? I don't want to discuss. Huh? Daughters know when their parent says Jesus Christ. We know that.
Jesus Christ.
We know that this discussion, someone has to give up mercy right away because there is no point in fighting. Like, I don't feel we ever fight.
No.
But if one of us were dicks.
We could.
You know, someone's got to say, well, you know, at some point you go, I know the natural
conclusion.
Somebody's
got to call uncle.
And the sooner the better, right?
Yeah.
And so typically one of us does quicker than later. And it's like, okay, good. Let's just let it be. Mm-hmm. And so forth.
Well, also, we know that it's okay to let it be because all of us know that there's no real winning involved.
No.
You know?
No. And so you know my point of view, and yes. I know your point of view.
Yeah.
All right.
And then what? And then what?
Yeah. Then what?
You've got your POV.
Yeah. And you got yours.
That's right.
And together, and the world still moves forward. And the world still moves forward.
Notch, one notch at a time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, Jill, I was talking to this doctor. You know, you're speaking of scientists. I was talking to this doctor.
Yeah.
This week, and he was saying that he goes into his favorite bar after work mm-hmm. every night because this one bar is the only one that makes walnut daiquiris. Mm. For whatever reason, he's like addicted to them. He loves them.
Sounds
and he
horrible.
Said one, I know, right? And he said one night he walked in and he asked for his, you know, his usual, and the bartender gives it to him and he tastes it and he goes, "This something's not right." And he goes, "Bartender, this isn't my usual drink." And he goes, no, we didn't have any walnuts. We only had, so this is a hickory daiquiri, doc.
Boom, boom, boom. Good job, Mom.
Is that good? It was good.
Good.
Can I say something too? A little, I don't know how much time we have left, but.
Plenty
of time? Oh, cool.
Like 8 minutes.
Well, Abraham is only doing animation right now.
Right.
Animated Abraham is called. And so this week we bought a program.
Yes.
That allows us to do animation. And so we are going to, we're going to put our, I guess like a little excerpt or
yes.
we're going to talk for like a minute or two mm-hmm. in animation about what our current show is about.
Yes.
I just wanted to.
That's great.
I wanted to announce that.
Yes, we are going to start doing that.
Yes.
So if you don't, I think if you don't follow us on Instagram,
you should subscribe to us.
Christy, Marie, and Julie. Follow
yes.
us.
Yes.
Our
I think iTunes. Well, our YouTube channel possibly, but
get that going.
Best Instagram.
Yes,
would be the best.
I think so. Until we get the YouTube yes. up and going yes. this week, which we're going to do.
Yeah.
And so forth.
What you could do is subscribe to us on Instagram. Life with the Girlfriends.
No, Christy Marie.
Oh, just Christy Marie and Julie.
Yes.
Okay, and then you will receive our little cartoon.
Yes.
about what we're going to be talking about in the show.
Yes.
Which is like, we had so much fun playing around with this animation.
We did.
And so we're going to do it.
Yes, we are. I can't wait either. It's so much fun. We did a couple of them already. And
we've only managed like 15 seconds worth.
Yeah, it takes a little while. But I mean, so I won't watch my Scott Bakula. But I'm looking forward to it, and it'll get better the more I do it.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons why we did it was when the characters would talk, and we just couldn't figure out how to do that yet.
They emailed us.
What'd they say?
I didn't open it
yet.
Oh,
got it. Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah. They said, oh, that's an upgrade.
Probably.
I'm like, oh, man. Whatever. But I can't wait. I'm so excited about that.
Yeah.
I'm so incredibly excited about that.
They emailed us, and then they've asked us, like twice now, did you open the email to see the answer?
I didn't do that either. Oh, geez, Mom, no. This is horrible.
I'm too busy going down the Damien rabbit hole. Eccles rabbit hole.
I know.
It's just too much, Julie.
I know.
Or is it?
Should we say the other person we went down the rabbit hole a little bit with? Stone?
Sasha Stone.
Well, this guy is...
He's the president of the International Society for Tribunal Natural Justice, and he lives in Bali.
Yes.
Which is where I'm going to go right now, because I'm going to live in Bali, because they have lots of freedoms there. And the weather's nice.
Yes. I don't know if the weather's nice for you, though.
The weather's nice in Coopville every day for me.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I think that will be the one mistake that I will never be able to recover from for you.
Yeah.
Because at one point, you wanted to go to Coopsville.
I had everything all lined up. This was in the 90s, probably, right?
Yes.
I had the place to live and everything.
Yes.
All lined up.
Yeah.
And you and Dad decreed no.
I just
2 out of 3.
Sure.
I lost.
Yes. You could have done it a couple different times, possibly.
Possibly. But this one was all lined up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now it's impossible.
No.
Possibly. I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The temperature range in Coopville is 45 to 64.
Yes.
That's like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Coopville, Washington. And that is my perfect temperature.
Yes.
That is where my body loves to be.
Yes.
I'm the happiest all the way around.
But you are definitely next to a volcano.
Yeah, and a sinkhole.
But, you know, those are other options. And you are on an island. So there are some issues.
Right.
There are some issues. Now, Quito, Quito, Ecuador is another town that I felt is awesome because it is... It's on the equator.
Mm-hmm.
It is the main city in Ecuador. What do you call that city? The big city? The
capital?
Thank you. The capital city of Ecuador. Okay. But because of its high elevation, it stays like 65 degrees every single day.
Really?
Yep. Wow. All the time. And it has nice rain flow and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty ideal town as well.
So it's either Coopville, Washington or Quito, Ecuador.
I'm assuming we have a better chance of surviving and not surviving, but thriving.
Yes.
In Coopsville.
Yeah, in Coopville.
Is it Coopville or Coopsville?
Coopville.
Oh, just Coop.
Yeah.
Well, that was the problem all along. I thought you said Coopsville. It changes my whole perspective.
You would have allowed me to go to Coopsville.
I would have totally allowed you. When I Googled back then Coopsville, I was like, this is a dump.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing going on there. You know.
But Coopsville.
Coopsville. I would have been all in.
Yeah.
You know, totally.
They actually made all the movies, those Vampire Boy movies.
Did they?
Made them in Coopsville, Washington.
No.
The Twilight movies.
Yeah. I don't know about that's true. Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, because I thought... Okay, cool.
Alexa, where were the Twilight movies made?
Mom is now asking where Twilight movies are made.
Twilight was filmed in Washuga, Washington, Ecola State Park, Cannon Beach, Oregon, and Stone Clifton Restaurant and Bar,
Good.
Oregon City, Oregon.
Okay, all right, so we got it.
Between Oregon and Washington.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it was, yes, very, the only reason why I even, my mom right now, everyone, here's another pull back the curtain into our relationship. She thinks that every time I question her, I'm thinking that I'm doubting anything that she says, which it gets a little frustrating, but that's okay. No, but in the movie.
That's kind of true, though.
Yeah, I know. In the movie, it rains a lot. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
In Coopville,
it's a rain shadow.
And that was the only reason why I slightly doubted you, yeah, was because in the movie, they made such a big point of saying it rains all the time. Yeah. But again, I'm sure they would like to not have it rain all the time while they're filming.
Right.
But just say it is.
I'm being followed by a rain shadow.
Pretty. I love it. So, Griffin, how's the show this week?
I thought we had plenty of time left.
I mean, take as much as you want, I guess. 4 more minutes, 3 more minutes, or zero.
Or zero?
Right now, we're in that sweet spot where we could say it and mean it.
And mean it.
Yeah, but if you have something else to say.
No, I don't really.
I'll say one more thing. I hope everyone is okay during this time.
Yes.
We wish you best. We wish you love.
Yes.
And we are getting through this.
And we wish you not being crazy.
Yeah.
Because, like, we've seen a lot of people that are acting crazy out there. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God, I just got released from prison. It's like,
right.
And it gives me, like a way to just go crazy. Like drive crazy, ride your bike crazy.
And we don't have to live in extremes.
No.
We can live in a safest possible place and still live.
And also, too, like I'm just going to say, we're like a little town. We're in Dixon. But we have this one place called Mabley Center. And it's a pretty big place. And we take care of, it's a nursing, kind of a nursing home for people that are developmentally delayed and have other major, and COVID has run rampant,
yeah,
like wildfire through, mm-hmm, there. And people have died. And like, if you even drive by it, because we drive by it going to our dog park, mm-hmm, which just opened, and there's erected a security shed, and they've got, mm-hmm, security guards, and people cannot go in unless you have. So I'm just saying, it's real.
Yeah,
it's just real. So don't be silly, don't be goofy,
right?
And you know, don't think like, oh, It's even if I get it, I'll just be like, it'll be like over in a heartbeat. And I just realized we did not tell our COVID story.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Do we have time?
We have time. We got not much.
Can't believe it. Oh my God. We have got to tell our COVID money story.
Okay. We will.
Let's take as much time as we want.
Oh.
Not really.
Okay. So in a nutshell.
Do we stay it for next week?
Why don't we save it for next week?
Okay. Because we have a great
COVID story.
Great, great. And let me just tell you something. We have had COVID money in the house.
That's right.
Just, and tune in next week because this story is really good. And I do not understand how we did not tell it.
I don't know. It's crazy.
Oh my God, this is crazy.
So how's the show, girlfriend?
It was great.
It was great.
Stay tuned. It was great.